Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulligan.
I'm Mark Whip.
This is the Wrestling Podcast, where we talk about the wrestling you grew up with, the wrestling you need to watch now, and stuff. And we're in the middle of the greatest fantasy tournament in the history of mankind. We started out with 64 men, Mark, and we're down to the Sweet 16. So this episode will cover the 8 matches of the Sweet 16, and then we'll be doing the Final 8, Final 4, and our championship round. So here we go. Match number 1 of the Sweet 16. If you want to find out how we got here, all those episodes are in the show notes. And here we go. Goldberg.
This has got to be confusing for people keeping up with all this.
Well, that's why you got to listen to the show notes. The show notes will list everything
in order.
It's
confusing to me, and I'm looking right at it.
Goldberg and Ric Flair.
That's tough, man. See, here's the thing. Here's what I don't want to wind up with.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to wind up with a tournament where the finals are Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan or Steve Austin and whatever. I want to shake it up a little bit. You know what I mean? I don't want to get – because anybody can do this and have Hulk Hogan or Steve Austin be the top or Ric Flair be the top. Anybody can do that.
I got you. I hear what you're saying.
That being said.
Yeah.
I don't want to knock Ric Flair out of it just for the sake of him, of having somebody different win the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the matches after this, all right? So in this bracket, okay. The two matches we're looking at right now are Goldberg and Ric Flair and Bret Hart versus Barry Windham.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of Barry Windham and Goldberg, all these matches we've already seen. I've just seen Bret Hart and Goldberg, Bret Hart and Ric Flair, Barry Windham and Ric Flair. I don't know this. Well, we're about to see Barry Windham and Bret Hart. So there's a little bit of that mystique removed from the booking.
True.
Here.
That's true.
So, I hear everything you're saying. And I don't disagree with it. And maybe we book Goldberg and the people are like, what? And that's like the upset. I mean, AJ Styles over Andre in the first
round. That's a pretty big upset. But you need a later round upset too.
Yeah.
And maybe Goldberg over Ric Flair is the upset that you need.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Goldberg fan, so I'm not booking this based on who I like. I want everybody to understand that.
Yeah.
I don't like Goldberg.
Goldberg didn't register on me,
oh, I've got to tune in and watch wrestling because Goldberg's back.
Right, right.
As a matter of fact, I've
watched less.
Almost just the opposite. So I don't like Goldberg, but the difference between me and a lot of other people, the fact that I like or don't like somebody doesn't change the fact that I recognize money when I see it. And in his prime, Goldberg was big money.
He was very much big money. But moving forward, I think Barry Windham or Bret Hart, I think Ric Flair, Bret Hart, and Barry Windham can all get a good match out of Goldberg.
So we agree, Goldberg in a stunning upset.
Stunning upset.
Takes Flair out of this tournament.
J.J. Dillon with the distraction, Goldberg with a spear out of nowhere.
Flair gone.
Eliminated. Didn't see that coming.
Me either. Wouldn't have thought it going in. But that's what I like about randomly doing this. You can't set it up.
Right, right. Yeah. And again, we're trying to...
I want to do something different.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think about this logically.
Right.
And...
I'm pretty sure Goldberg, when they wrestled, that Goldberg won.
Yeah, he did. He did.
So now we got Bret Hart and Barry Windham.
Go ahead.
I feel like Barry, this is just me. I've seen Bret Hart and Goldberg, and a lot of people may long to see that rematch for obvious reasons. I've never seen Barry Windham and Goldberg. And I've never seen Barry Windham, probably is on some people's underrated list. That he was a world champion in WCW. But he didn't really get a long run.
True.
And I'm saying, we have an opportunity here to get a match. We have
not an opportunity. We've got an obligation.
I agree with you.
Because you read my mind. That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm looking now at creating matches that are different.
Yeah, I'm looking now. I mean, if you listen to this, when we get to the end, I feel like, if you know, like, okay, you see the final four in finals, and you know, okay, that's going to be Flair, Hogan, da-da-da-da-da. And you turn it on, and that's not that. You know what that's going to do? It's going to be like, what?
How did you know?
Are they on drugs?
Yeah, I got to hear why they didn't do that.
Right. So I'm saying Barry Windham.
I am, too. I was going to say the same thing, just so I can see the Barry Windham versus Goldberg match, which I think is going to be stunning.
So here we go. Continuing on. Sweet 16 matchup.
Another one that's going to force me to remove one of my odds-on favorites.
Harley Race and Steve Austin.
Man.
I'm going to tell you, Mark. I'm just going to tell you. How many times can we continue saying the man was the greatest traveling world champion of all time and not put a rocket up his butt in this tournament?
Yeah.
I know that Steve Austin is, I know everything you're going to say. I know everything you're going to say. I would love to see this match. I'd pay to see it.
Yeah. Oh, I would too. Harley Race and Steve Austin. Yeah. Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Okay. The winner of this match is going to face the winner between The Undertaker and Great Muta. I've seen Steve Austin wrestle The Undertaker, and I've seen Steve Austin wrestle Kaiji Muto.
Uh-huh.
So a little bit different there. I haven't seen Harley Race wrestle either of those other guys.
This is true.
I don't know.
The biggest box office attraction. The biggest merchandise seller. But is he compared to John Cena? One of the biggest draws in the history of wrestling.
People talk about Goldberg's run being short. Not that.
You're right.
Austin was as hot as you could be for three.
That's true. I don't disagree.
Because he won the belt WrestleMania 14.
And let's not forget that as soon as they started asking Austin, who had been very critical of older wrestlers, not wanting to help put younger guys over, as soon as they started asking him to do that, he was gone.
Right.
So
Harley Race lost to Tommy Rich.
I can't believe that I'm eliminating the man that I'm fixing to eliminate from this tournament.
I can't believe that I've talked you into it almost.
You're right. Steve Austin's gone. Harley Race over Steve Austin.
I didn't even when we left to go to lunch. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't either. I thought Steve Austin was going to win the whole thing. That's why I want to get him out.
Right?
Because
let's have the conversations we've never had before.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Anybody can talk about Steve Austin versus The Undertaker.
Right.
And I'm not so sure that The Undertaker is going to beat the Great Muta.
Undertaker and Great Muta. Let me tell you what I'm looking at here, okay? I don't want to get too cute.
Don't worry. If there's one thing in your life that you never have to worry about being, it's too cute. Because you couldn't be any cuter.
Undertaker and Muta. The winner's going to face Harley Race.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
But man, the Undertaker Great Muta match is going to be phenomenal.
Oh, golly. The 10 minutes of entrances is going to be, you know, it's going to be.
But I've always got to go with Undertaker.
I'm absolutely. You know, when we. Listen, all right. Peel back the curtain. When we started doing stuff like this in high school, student government office, Mark always put the Undertaker over. And we're like, Undertaker can't beat Arn Anderson. What are you talking about? He's the enforcer. And here we are.
Nothing has changed all these years later. You're still going, how can he beat Arn Anderson? Arn Anderson's the enforcer.
He's the greatest utility man.
He's the greatest utility wrestler ever.
All right, continuing on. Sweet 16 matchup. Triple H and Randy Savage. This is going to be a match that breaks down quick for reasons you mentioned in the previous episode.
And it's going to be intense. And I tend to lean towards Triple H.
I would agree with you.
And the reason is because to those that watch, he reminds me of some of the stuff that he does in the ring, very much influenced by Harley Race.
Yes.
So when I start thinking down the line, if I can manipulate it as such to get a Triple H versus Harley Race match,
all right,
that would be something really cool.
All right, I hear what you're saying. The only possibility, they're on opposite sides of the bracket. The only way for those two men to meet would be in the finals.
Yeah.
All right, so that is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Triple H versus Savage, I tend to... I'm going to go with Savage. Because, you know...
That's the one, match in that bracket we haven't got.
I start looking at things, and, wow, who do I get this and that and the other?
Because I'm ready to have... I thought we were going to have an argument here. I'm pointing to...
Right.
For those of you who are visually impaired and listening to only audio...
We're having a private discussion about some things that we don't want to jump ahead.
I would say, Randy Savage.
So Savage over Triple H. Because we can't knock out everybody that people expect.
The next Sweet 16 matchup. All right. John Cena and Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, I know Hulk Hogan, his accolades are longer than we got time to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about it, okay, Hulk Hogan wins the belt in 84. By 91, 92, he's already kind of phased out of WWF. John Cena.
And then goes to WCW
and
proceeds to, in my opinion, ruin the company.
Ruin the company. But if you look at Hogan's run, okay, I would say John Cena's 10-year run on top. In history, okay, as far as 10, I'm talking 10 consecutive years as the
consecutive,
guy.
Consecutive years.
What did I say?
Consecutive.
What is the word?
I don't know. I just
10 straight years as the guy.
That's how it works for me when I try to spell something. In the spell check. I'll try to use a word and I go, that's not it. Never mind. Straight.
And dare I say, if we're talking about the Americanized WWE version of Hulk Hogan, John Cena is a better wrestler.
Yeah. Okay. I don't disagree. I'm saying Hogan's out and Cena, in a stunning upset, Hulk's up and defeats Hulk Hogan with the FU.
Yes.
Or the attitude adjustment, whatever you want to call it.
FUAA. All right. Next. Our next Sweet 16 matchup. A match we've seen, a match that shocked the world, a match that set up a WrestleMania that was forgettable and unforgettable at the same time. This match, Eddie Guerrero and Brock Lesnar.
tell you what, I got to go with Brock because I know the next match and I think I can set up something really cool.
All right.
So to me, Brock Lesnar's got to beat Eddie Guerrero. And if you don't like it, you start a podcast, do it for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And then come up with a great idea to do a fantasy tournament. And you can put whoever you want to over in your tournament. But this is ours. And I'm putting Brock Lesnar over Eddie Guerrero.
Yes.
Because I don't think Eddie Guerrero could beat Brock Lesnar up in a real fight.
Right. And I think if Brock Lesnar were not leaving the WWE at that time,
it wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't happen. Ron Simmons and Misawa.
I got to go with Misawa just so I can see that Brock Lesnar-Misawa match.
Yes. And as great as Ron Simmons is.
Because if you're familiar with Misawa, one of his main offensive moves, the German suplex.
All right. So let's – because here's the thing. Ron Simmons in the first round beat Raven.
Mm-hmm.
In the second round, he beat JBL. He's been in two fights. This match he's going to have to wrestle, and as great an athlete Ron Simmons is, I think Misawa is just too good of a wrestler.
I do too. And he's somebody that I believe is good enough to eliminate Brock Lesnar from this tournament, so it creates some doubt in people's minds.
Yes.
That maybe Brock Lesnar's not going to make it past this.
And when that match, the night of that match, people in Japan will get up at 3 in the morning to buy that pay-per-view.
Yes, yes.
So, moving on. Here is our Elite Eight. I would not, if you had told me at 10 o'clock this morning, Heath, you're Elite Eight, this is it, I'd have been like, you're crazy. There's no way the blind draw comes out like this. Mark, tell them our Elite Eight.
Bill Goldberg, Barry Windham, Harley Race, The Undertaker, Macho Man Randy Savage, John Cena, Brock Lesnar, and Mitsuhiro Misawa.
Never would have thought.
If you'd have told me that you were going to pick a top eight, I'd have figured there's no way in the world Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Arn Anderson, at least Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes and Hulk Hogan didn't occupy three of those spots.
Right.
If you'd have asked me, if you'd have said it for me, you'd have swore up and down my final four would have been Bruiser Brody, Stan Hansen, Big Van Vader, and Steve Austin.
It's
and
like
all those guys are gone.
It's like you and I had a baby, and it made the picks because it's kind of this eclectic.
It's like if I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
But anyway, we are recording this. This is what we've been doing all day. Is this fantasy tournament? And so on the next episode, here's what you're going to get. You're going to get the four Elite Eight matches plus three more matches to make a complete card.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do the same thing for the final four and the championship match. We're going to create complete cards using these guys. So I'm excited about that. Again, check out the show notes. All of the tournament episodes are in the show notes that you can listen to in order as we're doing this. In my head, I have no idea how we're going to label these and make it make sense, but I'm pretty certain that I'm going to do it. Anyway, we want to hear what you think. Our Facebook group is The Wrestling You Grew Up With, where we got polls going up and you can make your picks on all these matches that we're talking about. We want to hear from you on Twitter. I'm at Heath Mulliken.
I'm at The DDK Show.
You can use the hashtag greatest fantasy tournament in the history of human civilization. Send us a question. Again, we want to hear your feedback. We're trying to go against the grain. Our brains are probably on fire because our brains are like, no, this is what you're supposed to do. No. Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan's supposed to be the finals. And we've just said, you know what? This is our tournament. We're trying to do something new. And I think we've done a pretty good job of swerving the entire audience. And I'm surprised Big Show isn't in this thing.
Yeah, I'm surprised Daniel Bryan didn't win at all.
Yeah. So, anyway, we would love to know what you think. DoubleDropKick.com is the website. You can see all the links. You can support us on Patreon. We would really, 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 really appreciate that. 5-star rating and review on iTunes. So make sure you stay tuned and you hear the rest of this fantasy tournament coming up on the Double Dropkick Show. So as always, for the Double Dropkick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.